It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Did you have a good weekend? Oh, I was thinking about you so much. You do, about your special friends, you know? Yeah. I've been collecting things this weekend. It's what I have in this suitcase. Oh, I'm not going to go away. No, they're not clothes in here. Mm-mm. They're things, oh, one, some are about that big. Some are about that big. One's about that big. Mm-hmm. I borrowed them. Can you guess what they might be? One looks like a clown. One looks like a baby. You'll see. This is the big one I was telling you about. Doll baby. Yep. You're a good looking doll baby. Yep. This one belongs to Jerry. Lives nearby. Put her back in. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Her name's Georgette. I like her. Here's the clown one. Isn't he great? Mm-hmm. I borrowed him from David. This is a nice Indian lady. Wait till I straighten her feather. Here you are. And look at the back. There are her two babies on her back. See her beads? Oh, my neighbors have lots of different dolls. Here's one, a little boy with a rattle. I like this one particularly well. Is she pretty? And when you lay her down, her eyes go closed as if she's going to sleep. And then when you bring her back up, her eyes open up and she awakens. Here. Oh, look at this one. Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Ann. With your shoe button eyes. You see the kind of nose she has? Just a triangle for a nose. Look very closely at her nose. See? Weep, weep, weep. And shoe button eyes. Raggedy Ann, I'd like to make you something extra to wear. Is this a paper napkin? And from the corner of the paper napkin, just make a kind of a smile at the corner. tear off a little like that. Oh, I made it too big. Let me try again. I'm sorry. If you're going to do this, have plenty of paper napkin. Smile at the corner. And that much can be a skirt. You like that skirt, Raggedy Ann? Sure, an extra skirt. Do you like it, Raggedy Ann? Good. Come on over here with me. Some grown-ups had dolls, too, when they were little. Some of them made their own clothes and sometimes made their own doll when they were little. Sometimes people are good and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get mad and they feel like being bad. But the very same people who are mad sometimes are the very same people who are glad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? You know, some children who have play dolls like to play that the dolls are bad babies. Mm-hmm. And then they like to play that they're the cross mummy or daddy to the bad baby. Mm-hmm. And they just treat them as if they were a very bad baby. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes they like to play as if the baby were a very good baby. And then they aren't the cross mummy or daddy, but the very tender mummy or daddy. Yeah. It's all the way you feel, though, the way you play, isn't it? There's somebody at the door. Let's go see who it is. Hi, how are you, Betty Everlyn?
I'm fine.
Ah. Raggedy Ann.
Almost a Raggedy Ann.
Oh, you have a doll without a face.
But I want to make a face. Do you have a flow pen I could borrow?
Oh, I think I do. Yes, come on in.
Thank you.
You know Betty Everlyn, ladies and gentlemen. Sit there, I'll get you a flow pen.
Thank you.
Here's one.
Great.
Mine was already made, but I made the skirt.
Well, let's
out of
at least
paper.
Introduce them.
Raggedy Ann.
Alice Ann.
Hello, Alice Ann.
They have the same middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm making this for Uncle Friday.
Oh, does your Uncle Friday play with dolls?
Well, he's been feeling kind of unhappy lately. I think it must be the weather or something. There's one eye.
You're going to give him something soft to make him
something
feel good.
Something he can hold, yes. There's another eye. Some eyelashes.
Did you play with dolls when you were a little girl?
Yes, I did. I think she ought to have a big smile because he's feeling so unhappy.
Alice Ann.
Alice Ann?
Hi, Alice Ann. I like her better with a face.
Oh, so do I. I'm also bringing him some cup custard.
Oh, that's one of his favorites.
I know. And I met Dr. Marshall outside. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he was going to visit him today.
Oh, that'll help Uncle Friday.
I think so. Well, thanks awfully.
Oh, thank you for coming by.
I'm going to see her uncle.
Oh, good, Alice Ann.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll be a help to King Friday.
I hope so.
Yep. Goodbye, Alice Ann.
Bye, Raggedy Ann.
Have a good time in Make Believe.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Rogers. Thank you for the flow pen.
We'll watch you. Bye bye, Alice Ann. We'll watch you as you go to Make Believe.
Friends, bye.
Bye bye. Neighbors. Good neighbors. All right, Raggedy, we are going to look right in here. Maybe you'd like to look and see if it's time for the trolley to come. Would you? That is Daniel's clock. Ticking and talking. He's a tame tiger. There's the fountain where the frogs live and the museum go round. And that's X the Owl's tree. And Henrietta Pussycat's house. And there's Cornflake Especially's factory. And there's the trolley. Hi, trolley. This is Raggedy Ann with a paper skirt. Glad you like it. Would you take us into Make Believe, please? Lady Aberlin's on her way. We'd like to go with you. In we go to Make Believe.
Cornflake Especially.
Why, hello there, Dr. Marshall.
Hi, Corny.
How are you?
Fine. Good. Just stopped by to see how you were doing with your new equipment and all.
Oh, I like it just fine. It's sort of hard to get used to new things at first, you know, but now I like it all just fine.
Well, I know you had a pretty rough time for a while getting all the equipment in and all. Are you turning out rocking chairs now? Is everything going okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Some of these new machines I have in here are even better than the old ones.
You like them even better than the old?
Yeah. I thought I'd never find anything better than my old ones, but these sure surprised me.
Oh, that's great, Corny. I'm really happy for you.
It sure helped me to talk about the hard time I had, though, Dr. Marshall.
Well, it does help to talk about things now and then, doesn't it?
Yes, it surely does. And you find out how much your neighbors care about you, too.
Oh, but I'm sure that you're a pretty good neighbor yourself, Corny.
Well, it's a little hard to be a good neighbor to King Friday. He seems too busy all the time.
Well, he is very busy, and I'm sure it's a very busy job being a king.
Yeah.
But I suspect he's not too busy for a friend.
Good. Well, I'll just make him a little something then and take it over someday soon.
You're a good man, Corny.
Oh, I'm a man who likes to make things, I am. I'm a man who manufactures. I'll manufacture chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures. Damn.
You're very proud of the chairs you make, aren't you, Corny?
You bet I am. I'm proud especially. Well, I'll go in and make some more chairs and see you around, Dr. Marshall.
You bet, Corny.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Frog.
May I ask you a professional question?
Sure.
Well, I'm worried about my son, Doctor.
You mean Tad?
Yes, dear little Tad. He talks so much of wanting to grow up to be a big frog. Should he think about that so much, Doctor?
Can you tell that he's growing?
Oh, yes. He's getting to be just like his father.
Why does that make you feel, Mrs. Frog?
Dear little Tad, growing up so quickly.
But that's what he wants, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I guess so.
You must have given him a lot of good food and a lot of good care if he's growing up so well.
I've never thought of it that way, dear.
Well, it takes a lot of good mothering to help a child grow up so well.
Why, yes, so it does. Such a big boy, that dad of ours. Well, I must go tend to the museum, dear. It's always a pleasure when you stop by.
Oh, I'm very fond of your neighborhood, Mrs. Frog.
Come into the museum sometime, dear. You're always welcome, always welcome.
Thank you, I will.
Good day, Doctor. Good day.
Good day, Mrs. Frog.
Hello, Dr. Marshall.
Hello, Lady Evelyn.
How is Uncle Friday today?
I think he's looking for some company.
Oh, good. I'm on my way to see him right now.
Oh, I'm sure he'll like that.
Does he still seem so unhappy?
Well, it's a pretty lonely being a king, I'm afraid. You know, because you're the only one.
I guess so. I guess that's all part of it.
Have a good visit.
Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye, Dr. Marshall. Yes, it's Lady Aberlin. I would like to try to make an appointment to see Uncle Friday. Yes, Miss Blivicate, I realize that I may not get the appointment, but I wonder if you would just tell Uncle Friday that I'm bringing greetings from other neighborhoods, as well as something to hold and something to eat. Yes, it is cup custard. 2 1/4 seconds. Thank you, Miss Blivicate.
How do you do, Lady Aberlin?
Hello, Edgar. Where's Uncle Friday?
He's in the late room today.
What's that mean?
It means he's always late today, Lady Aberlin.
Well, may I go into the late room to see him?
Oh, no. It's just behind that door there. He'll be out in a moment. You see, it just makes him late to wait there.
Oh, I see.
I am late.
Yes, Uncle Friday, but it's quite natural that you would be late since you were waiting in the late room.
Exactly. That'll do, Edgar.
Yes, sir. Farewell.
Farewell, Edgar.
And now your greetings.
Your Majesty, I bring you greetings from people in many neighborhoods. Not only our neighborhood, but other neighborhoods.
Yes.
Mrs. Russellite asked me to give you her very best regards.
Yes.
Chef Brockett said that he hoped you were feeling just fine.
Yes?
He asked me to tell you that.
Scientist Alder?
Yes, Scientist Alder, yes. He wishes you the very best.
And who else?
Well, Mr. Rogers, of course.
Yes, well, I accept the greetings of all those friends. And now, something to hold. A dolly. Dolly. Why, she's soft. Very much like the one I had when I was a prince one time. Dolly.
I made it for you, and Mr. Rogers helped. We hoped you'd like it.
Yes, well, I do. Pleasant face Dolly has. Reminds me of other pleasant faces. And now the cup custard.
How did you know?
Miss Polificate makes all visits clear to me.
Oh, I hope it's to your liking.
Good. Very good. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of a certain Saturday kind of cup custard. May I take it with me? I think I'll eat it in my sea room.
Certainly.
Thank you, Lady Evelyn.
You're most welcome, sire.
Remind me of so many things today.
Goodbye, dear Uncle Friday.
How did he do? How did he do?
I think he liked the things, Edgar.
And how did he take to the cup custard?
He said it reminded him of a certain Saturday kind of cup custard, and he took it with him.
Oh, oh, I hope that he'll eat it.
Oh, I think he will. He seemed to like it.
A Saturday kind of cup custard.
That's what he said.
You know, Lady Aberlin, I don't like to pry, but frankly, King Friday seems happier when Sarah Saturday is here, and lonelier when she isn't.
Sarah Saturday. A certain Saturday kind of cup custard. Edgar, do you suppose that Uncle Friday is missing somebody badly again?
I wonder.
Is he missing somebody badly? Oh, is he missing her now?
Is he missing somebody badly? Oh, is he missing her now? I think it deserves some serious thought.
Of course. Edgar, let us go and have a meeting inside.
Very well, Lady Aberlin. Let us go.
I guess being a king is a lonely kind of being. But it looks as if his neighbors are trying to help him through it. There you go. Right in like that. King Friday put his head against the doll. Seemed to like it very much. Two of my neighbors made this for me. Cornelia and Kathy. Made it out of paper. Good one, isn't it? How would you like to have a little kind of a jumper to wear on top of here? Would you? Well, I'll try to make one for you. Just the same way, start out the way we made that skirt. And then, in this side that isn't folded, now we'll put it over and see. Do you like to make things? Cornflakes especially certainly does. He's a man who manufactures, and I just was. I'm a man who manufactures, who manufactures chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres. I'm a man who manufactures. She can almost fly, can't she? You can make things. You make lots of things. Sure. You ready to go into the case? All righty. Very gently now. look good with Georgette. Okay, in you go. You two will sleep together in that side. But you wait too. Mugga mugga to you. Clown in. Oh, I forgot to show you these two little ones. They come from East India. Can you see them? Can you? There they come. A lady and a man. Back to back and front to front. Come along. Into the case. I must take all of these back to the people from whom I borrowed them. Did you ever loan anybody one of your dolls? They brought it back. That person brought it back, I'm sure. That's what loaning's all about. Don't tell me. It's time to go. Gee, our visits go quickly, don't they? Well, this is just the beginning of another week. We will be together tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Yes, sir. If you weren't here, I don't think I'd come and play every day. No, sir. I like being with you. You're very special. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.
Hello, my name is Buddy Finn, Variety's